Because He Lives by Maravik Pasagay and Marissa Wittison, based on a true story. The Lord is risen indeed. Luke chapter 24, verse 34. Watoy paused under the colorful Filipino flag outside his school before heading inside. "Good morning, class," his teacher said. "It's time for our morning prayer." All around, Watoy's friends each touched their foreheads, chests, and shoulders to form the shape of a cross. They then recited the prayer they always said at the beginning of class. As usual, Watoy didn't join them. Instead, he closed his eyes, bowed his head, and said his own silent prayer. He prayed about different things each time, the way he was taught to pray at home and in primary. When he finished and looked up, he saw that his teacher was watching him with a confused expression on her face. "May I talk to you after school?" she said. Watoy swallowed and nodded. Was he in trouble? When classes had ended for the day, Watoy's teacher walked over to him. "I see that you never cross yourself or recite our morning prayer," she said. "Will you please tell me why?" Watoy breathed a sigh of relief. His teacher wasn't upset, just curious. He thought about how to answer. "Well," he began, "in my church, when we pray, we talk to Heavenly Father about many different things. And the cross reminds us of when Jesus died, but Jesus is not dead. He lives." His teacher thought about this for a moment and then nodded slowly. "Thank you for sharing this with me," she said. As Watoy walked to football practice, he felt warm and good inside. He liked teaching others about Jesus Christ. During Easter, we celebrate the life of Jesus Christ. An Easter countdown activity on pages 24 to 25 can help you get ready for this special day. End of the story, Because He Lives.